Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the You Matter, Owning the Greatness Within radio show on the Simply Hanif Network. Your hosts for this show tonight are Ms. Freedom Lemoy, Ms. J.J. Malone, and Ms. Marcella Moore. The show airs the first Wednesday of every month at 7 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are so delighted that you are here with us, and we look forward to an informative, insightful, and empowering show tonight. We invite you to join the conversation live by pressing the number 1 on your phone, which will add you to the caller queue, at which time your line will be unmuted. If you are on Facebook, we encourage you to join us in the You Matter event page. This is where you can post aha moments, ask questions, and or post comments. We also encourage you to like us on Facebook by searching for the Simply Hanif Network and following us on Twitter and Instagram at Simply Hanif Network. The hashtags for the show tonight is hashtag You Matter and hashtag Simply Hanif Network. Please use these hashtags whenever you post anything from our show tonight and all upcoming shows. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show for this evening and meet our hosts for tonight and all of the many upcoming and empowering You Matter shows, Ladies Free, JJ, and Marcella.
Introduction. Hello.
Free,
thank
go
you
ahead,
so
sweetheart.
Much. Yes, thank you so much, Marcella, for that introduction of our first of many shows to come. I am so excited. I am Freedom Lemoy. I go by Free Lemoy or just Free. I'm a very spiritual, free-spirited, fun-loving, nurturing, and cancer survivor. I adopted the name Freedom Lemoy 9 years ago after being cancer-free. Freedom after getting out of a tumultuous relationship. Free. After taking a vow of celibacy, it's been 4 years now. Anyone can do it. It's possible. And after putting everyone's need before my own, I became free with myself and decided it was time that I start doing me. So earlier this year, I moved from Chicago to L.A., starting a new beginning, a clean slate, and Lemoy, my last name, is an acronym for loving every moment of it, and that's exactly what I am doing with my life. So even through my pains and my heartaches, I smile, and at my lowest, I go to the Most High. So thank you, God. Won't he do it? And even though I had a mastectomy and my breast was taken away, not my breath. So as long as I can breathe, I will be speaking. But for now, that's enough about myself. I will pass the mic to JJ.
JJ?
Other ones know me as a professional clinical therapist. I wear many hats. I'm a single mom. I'm a woman, a professional, a fan, a child of God. I'm so many things, honey, I couldn't even tell you. But I'm very blessed to be here with everyone tonight. I'm excited. Like the lady said, it's our first show, so please bear with us. But we're so happy. We're blessed to have this opportunity. And we look forward to connecting with some people tonight.
Awesome, awesome. And I am Marcella D. Moore, also known as Stella D. I am a mother, I am a motivator, I am a life giver, and so many other things. But more importantly, I am a daughter of the Most High God. And I'm excited tonight because I know that between the three of us that we have something tonight to drop in your life that will cause a shifting, that will cause a change, and will just cause many things to happen. So with that being said, and as time goes on, you'll get to learn a little bit more about what we do, what we believe, and how we move, and how we manage to do everything that we do. And what we want to do is to set the stage tonight. We want to set the tone because we want you to understand what we are about and what this show is about. So the show's title is You Matter, and the subtitle is Owning Your Greatness Within. So, Free, can we start with you and just ask you to go ahead and say what that means to you?
You matter. I think everything starts and ends with you. And own your greatness within. I was just thinking about this while I was at work. Like, we all are entrepreneurs within ourselves. And, or if you want to be an entrepreneur, start with yourself. Your body, your temple, that is your company. So if you want to be respected, respect yourself. And, gosh, just, everything begins with you. And, want to push your company, push yourself, push yourself. I can't even think right now, but your body is your company, and you are the CEO. You are the head of this temple. So you are an entrepreneur, and you do matter. This is our first show, and I'm kind of nervous, so bear with me, y'all.
That's okay, Free. You're doing amazing.
You're doing a wonderful job. So, JJ, you wanna go ahead and talk to us tonight about what you matter, owning your greatness within. What does that mean to you?
Sure. I think it means so many different things, but like Free said, you are the boss of you, and so you have to own who you are. I am definitely an advocate for self-love, and it starts with accepting who you are, accepting your flaws, loving yourself, and really understanding that you have value and that you matter in every aspect of your life, and don't let people take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. Owning your greatness, I think, is a lifelong journey. I don't know anybody who has gotten to the finish line and is like, yep, I own my greatness, I'm cool, I don't need to work on me anymore. I think it's an ongoing thing. And so, like I always say, it's not a race, it's a marathon. You know, as long as you get there, you have to really hone into what your passion is in life and then make that your profit in life. If you love what you're doing, you will never work a day in your life. So if you own that greatness and you understand how much you matter and how much you have to give out to the world, you'll never work. You won't be unhappy. Your relationships will be fulfilling. Life, you'll look through life with different eyes, with different glasses. Trust me, it's not an easy task. It's not an easy journey. But who said life was easy, right, ladies?
Amen.
That's right. And so this is Marcella, and I'm going to talk about briefly what You Matter means to me, because I think that in laying the foundation, especially this being our first call and everything, and everybody gets an understanding of that, what we're saying to you is that simply this: you are important. And that your life, it matters. Your life is important. And JJ, you said two very important words. You said the word worth, and you said the word value. And when we understand our worth in this earth, and we understand that we are valuable, then we can be effective in the things that we do. And if we understand that, and sometimes with us, especially as human beings, and I'm not going to say women because we have men and women who are listening to this call, and often we think that men don't have the same issues or the same struggles that we do internally in terms of identifying their self-worth and their self-value, but they do. So it's across the board, us as human beings, we tend to think that there is a greater reward for us when we do for people more for people than we do for ourselves. And I got the understanding a long time ago, although I did not apply it, because sometimes we can understand something and not make it applicable in our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And when I used to fly, and you get on the airplane, and the airline attendant, they do the safety, they show us the safety guidelines, and they talk about the oxygen and with the tank falling from the thing, and it says that if you are traveling with a young child or older person, you put on your mask first, and then you serve them, and then you help them. And but when we understand that we matter and we are important, we can better serve the people that we are around and the people that we're with. And we tend to forget that, again, as human beings, because we think it's a greater reward for serving other people first. But when we serve ourselves and when we work on our self-development and help and do the things that are necessary to develop ourselves, then we are better and more effective in this earth. So you matter, and owning the greatness within, the greatness, your God self, the things, the attributes, the different things that God has invested in you, and you owning that, you're understanding that, you're embracing it, and no longer are you feeling like you're not worthy of it because of your lifestyle or the past or anything. We want you to know that you matter, and that when you own that greatness, there's something that's tremendous that happens in your life. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
I definitely agree. So let me ask you ladies a question, if I can, mm-hmm. just to pose out a question to you all. Can you guys explain to us what the journey is like of understanding that you matter? And then once you understand that, how do you apply that to your life?
That's an awesome question. JJ, you want to hit it first?
Oh, sure. I, like I said, I feel like it's definitely a lifelong journey, and it's a lot of work. You can't just, you know, come wake up one day and say, you know what, I'm the bomb, and I look cute, and I got a good job, and I got a man, and I got a woman, and so I got it together, and then you go on with life, and you don't make a difference. You don't make an impact. You don't try to help the next person. I think that once you come to, you have an epiphany of your self-worth, and you understand that you do actually matter and you are of value, you have to then change aspects of your life. You have to then cut toxic relationships out of your life. You have to, you know, stop old patterns that you continue to see yourself in, or stop dating the same type of person that keeps taking advantage of you. And you're wondering, well, how come nobody can see my worth? Well, that's because you're not making them see. You have to teach these people how to respect you. You got to teach these people how to treat you. What do you think, ladies?
Okay. Well, me personally, this is Free. I'm on a journey right now. Now, I left my family and everything in Chicago to pursue my lifelong dream of becoming an actress. Who doesn't do that in L.A.? So it's a struggle. I have nothing. Right now I am talking to you sitting on the floor. Only thing I have is an airbed and a recycled desk. But you know what? This is part of the struggle. And yeah. I have faith. I believe that everything happens. I'm here for a reason. Right now this talk show, this happened. This is nothing but God. I said, NBG, nothing but God. For me being here talking to you, this is a blessing. And I came here, and shucks, within a month, I was on three shows. So I think I still have nothing, but it's okay. I have enough, and I have everything. But right now, I am on this journey. I'm at the bottom, but I'm going to be at the top real soon.
Praise God. And you know what, Free? You have what is priceless, and that is your self-worth. You have your dignity. You value yourself. And so that's priceless, no matter what you – so that tells our listeners, you can be sitting on a floor with nothing and still own who you are and, you know, understand the greatness that you have to offer life.
Yes, thank you. And I say I have nothing, but yet I have everything I need.
Absolutely.
Everything I need. Yes.
And that's an awesome thing, because I know that there are probably a lot of people who are under the sound of our voice. They can identify with that, you know, making a decision and just picking up and going somewhere and just really starting all over. And that's an awesome thing. That's an awesome thing. And you are already reaping the benefits of it. It may not look the way that you thought it was going to look. It is happening for you, and that's awesome. So for me, is you know, I have a journey. I was married for almost 20 years, and I thought my life was set, and I thought that was the direction I was going. And when I found myself as a single, being married and then being a single mother, I literally had to rediscover who I was. It was a scary space. It was a scary place because I did not know who I was. My identity was based on being my ex-husband's wife and my children's mother. So I really had to go back. I got married when I was 21, so I had to go back prior to that to see the things that I liked, the things that mattered to me, the things that were important, and I used those things to build myself up in order to get where I am today. It was not easy. It was difficult. There were plenty of times when I cried the night away, but because I was diligent and I was determined to see the light of day, and although the light was already shining, I was not aware of it. But I kept pushing, and that's the thing that helped me. I drove a 17-foot truck from Texas to New Jersey with a 10-year-old and a 6-year-old in it, and got halfway drive, wanted to turn around and go back because it was just so hard. But I'm so grateful to God that I kept pushing because my life has never been the same from me making that decision. So that is definitely a journey. Life itself is a journey. Life is a process, and when we understand that, then it helps us as we move forward. So what I want to do, because I think we do have a caller in the queue, I want to remind you all that we have a Facebook page that is active, and you can go into that Facebook page and ask any questions and post anything. We definitely want you to engage with us in that event page. But also, this is an interactive radio show, and we want to hear from our listeners on this subject, You Matter, Owning the Greatness Within. So if you're on the call, we have a lot of people on the call, and we're so grateful for all of you for dialing in tonight. And if you want to engage with us, if you have a question or a statement, we certainly want to give you an opportunity to do that. So at this time, I am going to unmute one of our callers tonight, and it looks like they're calling from the Texas area. Okay, let me see if I can do this. Caller, you are live. Your line is unmuted. Area code 214.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Hello.
Did you want to share something with us tonight? Okay, so maybe they hit the queue by mistake, and it's okay because we're all learning in this together.
Exactly.
So
that's right.
Yeah. So
I think Marcella made a beautiful point when she said keep pushing, because I think that also is the key. You can't give up on yourself if something doesn't work out, or you try one avenue and the doors start closing. The more you push, the more success you will have in the end, and it will make it easier for you to come into your greatness.
And that's so true, because and one of you ladies said when you were talking about making the change and the shift and different things, and how sometimes it just seems overwhelming, especially with us as mothers when we have children and we understand that we are responsible for these little people that we have to manage. And, you know, the funny thing is I have a 26-year-old favorite daughter and a 22-year-old favorite son. And I realized that parenting does not change when they become adults. It just shifts in a different way. And you realize, and I realized that in living my life, I want to live it in a way where my children benefit from it as well. And I want them to see me a certain way, and I want them to gain from my experiences and everything that I experience. I feel as if I take it and I pour it into them, that they don't have to go through some of the same things that I've gone through, because that's me pouring back into them. So and I said this earlier, life is a process, and it's proven in the development of a baby that we carry as women. The baby, we do not just conceive the baby and the baby is born, but there's a process that baby has to go through. When we come out, Then we go through our educational. There's a process through that. And life continues. Life is a cycle and it goes on. And when we embrace it and we embrace the life that we have and not wanting to have the life that someone else has, it makes things so much better for us. What do you ladies think about that?
I so agree. It will make your life so much easier if you stop comparing what you have or what you don't have to others, because everybody has their own individual situation.
Exactly.
So comparisons don't even apply. And I totally agree, as parents in general, single dads, single moms, we all have an obligation to model self-love and to instill in our children that they matter and that they are of value, so that they grow up with that confidence. They grow up with that foundation. They're not scared to step out and try different things, or, you know, do different risky things as far as, like, education or career, like leaving home for the first time. And they're comfortable because they have that foundation that they matter and they're going to be amazing in life.
Exactly. And I, too, have older kids. My son is 24, my daughter is 26, and I lead by example. Me coming here, I'm left my family, so me coming here shows me just step out on faith. And I told my daughter, whatever you set your mind to, you can do it. And I tell this to my son now. He was debating between reenlisting in the Navy or becoming a chef. So he loves being a chef. That is his passion. He's been cooking since he was a kid, and he's going to the Art Institute in San Diego, and that is his passion. Like, follow your dream, follow your heart's desire. I will not tell you. Oops, I will tell it to everyone.
And that's so true, because in order to really, really see the direction that God has for you in this life, you have to be open and willing to see it. And I said, in order to see it, you have to be willing to see it. And when you're willing to see it, and sometimes we see things and we hear things and we get ideas and we allow fear to creep up in us. And I'm of the belief that fear will always be present, because fear is necessary in many instances, but how we manage that fear is so important. So, you know,
that's
I tell people all the time, do it even with the fear. Just do it. Because
fear,
it,
to
it
me, is motivation,
there.
Right?
Yeah,
yes,
exactly.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, because you take it, you use it as indicator, and you allow that fear indicator to push you and motivate you versus destroying you or discouraging you. So that's why I said we learn to manage it. How are you going to manage it? Are you going to give it a voice where that voice is so loud that it paralyzes your fear, or are you going to allow, paralyzes your faith? Or are you going to allow your faith to be so strong that it minimizes your fear?
I see.
So, you know, we just have to be willing to do it. And I think if you ask people, and again, we encourage those of you who are on the line, if you press the number 1, that'll bring you into our caller queue. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on the subject, You Matter, and owning your greatness within. We'd love to hear your thoughts tonight. But if, you know, so many people, they choose not to move forward because of fear. And, you know, you don't have to do that. That does not have to be your ending. You can own your greatness, and you can be everything God has called you to be, because the moment, I'm of the mindset, the moment God gave you the vision, the dream, the idea, He qualified you for it. Your job is to do everything that you need to do to fine-tune it, to develop it, to get the information, do the due diligence, do everything that you need to do. But the moment He gave it to you, He qualified you to do it. And we have to believe that. What are some of the things that, go ahead, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I agree with you. It's so true. Like, who has the right to tell you can't be something or you can't pursue a certain dream? No one has the right to dictate your life but you. You are in control of your destiny. I truly believe that. So you could either get in your own way, and which will, you know, allow you not to come into certain things that you are blessed and destined for because of fear, or you can excel at things. And, you know, once you have that confidence and you believe, again, that you matter and that your decisions matter and that you are important, it will take you into so many different successful avenues, like I said, with career, with relationships, with confidence, self-esteem, all that stuff.
And me with me with having had breast cancer, thinking I was going to die, that made me want to live. So that's when I became free. I transformed my life and everything. So it was like that fear was put in me. So now I'm doing everything I thought I couldn't do. I didn't think I could never leave my family, and now I'm here. So it's like, yeah, you do need that fear put in you.
But you said something that's so powerful. You said, I had this breast cancer thing, and that made me think and believe that I could die. But I made a decision to live. And oftentimes we are our worst enemy. And we hear that phrase often. It's that internal conversation, the thoughts and the things that we think and the things that we speak to ourselves. And we have to get to the point where we overcome that thought process that we have. And sometimes that may mean just forgetting everything you've ever been taught and relearning some things, doing some things that will encourage and elevate your faith so that internal conversation that goes on in you can serve a better and a higher purpose. So with that being said, let me ask you this. What are some of the things that you ladies do to elevate your faith and to build yourself up, to dismantle that negative belief or that those things that tell you that you can't? What are some of the things that you do?
I, first of all, eliminated toxic people from my life. I tell a lot of people, I said, my circle has become a dot. It's so small. And that was the beginning, because you have all these people you think they've got your back, but they are the ones trying to pull you down. So, like, cut them off immediately. That was the first step. And then looking and the mirror, a reflection of myself, like, you are the answers to all your questions. It starts and ends with you. So I had to make a decision that I wanted to become better. I wanted to be better. I wanted to do better. And I am working. I'm a work in progress.
I so agree with you, Freeb. You have to cut toxic situations out of your life. If that means you got to pick up and move across country, that's what you do. It's not easy. I understand this, but it is detrimental to your growth. If you continue to engage in toxic relationships, there's no way you can understand how great you are, because you will always be in a situation where you're being taken advantage of, put down, or whatever it is. So I can totally relate with that. I most recently had to take a look at my circle and take a look at the people that I'm letting inside of my life and really reevaluate, like, do they deserve to be in my life? Do they add anything of value to my life? Is there any room for growth? And, you know, it's hurtful. Sometimes the answer is no. And so you have to accept that no, and you got to just restructure your life. And absolutely, I definitely think taking a look at yourself. I thought, you know what? I just got tired of feeling like, you know, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm too big, or I need to do this. And I just got tired of always being down on myself. It takes a lot of energy to show up. You know, it's so much more freeing when you just accept what you see. And, you know, you accept who you are. I started to do little workouts, like just taking walks, not because I wanted to lose weight, but because I need to clear my mind. It then turned into a workout regimen, which started to feel good to my body. So then I continued to go. So it's like when you take that first step, you start to see the benefit little by little, and then you start to see it a little more, and it keeps you going. So definitely looking at your circle, looking at the people who you have, or maybe even holding on the potential of someone. You got to look at that stuff. Is it adding value to you? If it is not, you have to say no. And then you got to take a look at how you're what you see in the mirror and how you feel about yourself. And if it's not comfortable, it's not feeling good, it's not easy, then it's time to readjust.
No, that's so important, and that word toxic is a strong word, because in our bodies, when we have toxins in our bodies, those are things that can literally kill us.
Mm-hmm.
And so having toxic people in our lives, they can kill our dreams, they can kill our purpose, they can kill the things that God has called us to do. You take two people and one excels in what they've been called to do, and that other person is just existing. Well, when you go back and you peel back the banana peel, that internal conversation and the people that you have in your life is the difference. So that's a very powerful thing, and we have to understand that. But I think that, again, going back to the human being part of it, is that because we as human beings, we look for other people to validate us.
Mm-hmm.
And what I say all the time is that what we have to realize is that the moment we open our eyes every day, the moment we open our eyes, not when we get dressed and get ready or after we take our shower or when we put our clothes on or when we're looking beautiful, the moment we open our eyes, God validated us that very moment. So if we embrace that, if we embrace his validation, then we won't walk around looking for people, other people to validate us. And when we tend to look to other people to validate us, that means we don't see who we are. We don't know, going back to what we said earlier, the worth and the value of who we are. So if we always remember that the moment your eyelids flip open, that's your day and your moment of validation, stamp of approval. That's the time when you have another day and another opportunity to be everything God has called you to be. And God did not put us on the earth to be validated by other people. He put us in the earth because we need each other. I will never say that we don't, but iron sharpens iron. We need each other to lift each other up, to encourage each other, to embrace each other, but not serve each other in that emotional, soulish realm, in a sense, because that tends to drag us down. So those are, when you talk about the toxins and those toxins, that was some pretty powerful stuff. And then one of you talked about looking in the mirror. Let's talk about that a little bit more. We have about 11 minutes left to go on the show. And, again, we encourage those of you who are on the call that if you want to chime in, we'd love to hear your thoughts concerning what we're talking about tonight. Feel free to press the number 1, and when you do so, that will place you in our callers queue. You can also go into our event page on Facebook, and you can make comments there as well. But let's talk about that looking in the mirror piece. I remember Michael Jackson did that song, I'm talking, or I'm looking at the man in the mirror. What does that looking in the mirror, what does it do? What does it say? And what place should we be pushing to, or when we look in the mirror, what should we see?
So I work with a lot of adolescents and a lot of, you know, teenage girls who have low self-esteem. We've all been there, right, ladies? And
yeah.
So I always say, every morning, wake up, when you're brushing your teeth, look at yourself in the mirror. Don't avoid yourself. Even if you can't even stand it, do it 5 minutes at a time if you have to. And recite to yourself, I accept what I see today. I accept what I see today. You're not going to believe it in the beginning. It's going to take a while for you to get comfortable with even saying that, with even making eye contact with yourself. But you'll see, as the weeks go by, those 5 minutes turn into 15, and then, you know, you're in the mirror, and you're like, okay, I accept what I see today. And I always say, you got to fake it till you make it. It's not going to feel real in the beginning, but what you're doing is training your brain. Like Marcella said, you got to retrain your brain to think in a positive, healthy light of yourself. So fake it till you make it. 5 minutes at a time when you wake up, I accept what I see today. I accept what I see today. And you'll see, months down the line, you'll be more comfortable with that statement.
No, that's so true.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Let's see. Strive to be the person you want to become. So you look in that mirror and just you talk to yourself. It's okay sometimes. So
mm-hmm.
tell yourself what you want to do, what you will do, and don't say what you cannot do. So strive to be the person that you want to become.
Yeah. And see, my challenge with that for many years was because on the outside, based on my personality, based on what I do as far as serving other people, people saw this great person, and I would have conversations, and they were like, oh, my God, you saw this and you saw that, and I'm standing there listening to them, but inwardly and on the inside, I didn't see myself that way. I'm far from it. I'm like, they talking about somebody else. They're not talking about me. So I understood that I had to deal with that. I had to deal with that because, you know, you made the statement early, fake it until you make it. We are so gifted and talented with putting on masks and hiding who we are and not dealing with the real us and just putting stuff under the carpet. But I forced myself to get to the place and to ask myself the question first, why are you fighting this? Why don't you want to see who you really are? Why are you so fearful of your great? And I realized it's because I was fearful of the greatness that God invested in me. I felt that saying that and owning up to that was not humbling myself. And that was the biggest lie that there was, because then that means that when I'm around people, they see this one thing, but then they're not seeing it from the true place that it really needs to come from. So I wrestled with seeing myself, and my first prayer was, God, let me see myself the way that you see me. And I had to pray that, I had to say that, and I had to get in the mirror, just like the both of you said, and I had to have this conversation with myself, and I had to say, you are great. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are daughter of the Most High God. You are God's beloved. You are an awesome mother. You are an awesome daughter. You are an awesome friend. You're loyal. You're kind. I constantly had to rehearse these things in my mind so that my spirit would grab a hold of it. And I begin to walk in it and believe it. And when I begin to believe it myself, it just did something not only to me but the people around me, because now my authentic self is truly coming to life. I felt like they saw my surface self and the good works that I did in a sense, but now when I function, that authentic me, because I believe in who I am and I'm grateful for who I am, and it just made me be able to hear people more because there was a blockage there as well. So I struggled with that for many years. I struggled with that, and I'm grateful today that now when I look in the mirror, I can see myself in a different way. Although I'm not happy about the extra pounds that wrap around my waist and different things like that, but I still go to the core. I look beyond the surface. And I look to see, ask God to give me the ability to see the core of who I am. And that helps me relate better to me and the people who are around me. So that's what that whole looking in the mirror piece is about. And I still have a long way to go because I still have faced some challenges and some things that low self-esteem, as we mentioned earlier, it'll creep up in the best of us and the strongest of us, you know. That low self-esteem thing, it'll creep up on it, and it'll try to attack us and attach itself to us and, you know, have us looking a different way. So that's another word. Let's talk about the self-esteem issue. Why do you think that it's such a big thing nowadays? Why do you think that so many people walk around with low self-esteem today?
I think because of mainstream, and everybody wants to be like this star and that star.
Oh, absolutely. Media has tainted our brains.
Mm-hmm.
There's always some image of somebody who's overly sexualized, or there's always a new diet fad or a way to get skinnier, or, you know, the new beauty fade, you know, fad or whatever it is, so that you can be prettier, younger. And so it's constantly being drilled into our brains that we are not good enough, that we mm-hmm. have to continue to reach out to these materialistic things to make us look better, that will make us feel better, that will make us get that perfect mate in life and have the perfect, you know, job and car. And it's just, it's sickening because, like, you know, like the lady said, it doesn't start with materialistic things. It starts within yourself. If you don't have that happiness to your core, you could have mm-hmm. everything in the world and still be unhappy.
True.
Yeah. And I see that every day. It's so many people, you look at the different, a person like Robin Williams, who made people laugh.
Mm-hmm.
And end up, you know, leaving this earth the way that he did. He made people laugh. So you just automatically assume that he was a happy person, or he was a person that loved himself or cared about himself and things like that. It's so easy because we, as human beings, we fake the funk to the 50th power. You talking about mm-hmm. Academy Awards? We are it. Academy Awards, we can act it out. We can, you know, talk the talk and make people think that everything, that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. We're so good with all of that. So what would you say to those who are listening to us today in terms of the importance of building up their self-esteem and doing things that are necessary so that they can excel and be better in who they are? And we have about 3 minutes left, so why don't each of you speak on that in like about 30 seconds or 60 seconds or something, wrap it up, and then we'll get ready to wrap up the show.
Okay. Get rid of the toxic people. That's a major part. Don't let all these people get in your
repeat,
ear.
Right? Repeat.
Yes, get rid of the toxic people. Yes, repeat. Yes, yes, yes. Next, that was it. That was my biggest one.
I think you got to accept who you are. You have to accept your flaws. You are beautiful just the way God has you today, tomorrow, yesterday, last year, next year. You have to understand that flaws will always be there and you will never be perfect. So when you start to accept who you are, your self-esteem boosts, you're more confident, and then you have the power to weed out the toxic situations in your life.
Yeah. So that's a very important word that we talked about tonight is toxic people. Two words. We want you all to remember that. So we're going to wind up the show tonight. We are so grateful that all of you were here with us tonight for our first show. Yay. Ladies,
Thank you.
And quickly, I need Freed and JJ, tell everybody how they can connect with you. And then we've got about 30 seconds or so. So tell them how they can connect with you.
Okay, if you have any questions, you can email me at freelemoy. That's FreeLemoy at gmail.com, Twitter handle at FreeLemoy, IG Free_Lemoy, Facebook Freedom Lemoy.
All right, and you can find me JJ Malone Plus Model on Facebook or JJ Malone Plus on Instagram. I would love to see your inboxes.
And you can find me, Marcella D. Moore, on Facebook. I'm there. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Stella D. Motivate. So we're grateful. Don't forget to go and like the Simply Hanif Network Facebook page, and feel free to go into the event page even after the show tonight and post your thoughts regarding the show. We love you all. We thank you so much for being with us tonight, and we are so grateful. We want you to know that you matter, and we want you to own that greatness within. Good night.
Thank you for tuning in to the Simply Hanif Radio Show, the place to fill your mind, body, and soul. Every Tuesday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time and 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Let's be mindful of our thoughts.